Time now 25.
Chacun. Nous allons dans la Gemara weiter. We have time, we go back to the Rashbo. This Gemara be'etzem is a shver Gemara be'pshat. But l'maisa ali yisoydes in the machleik esran in Rosh in apol sugis in the dorim l'chur kumtois is geboit in the sugis. מה רזוק תזה? מייסבי. We have a מחלקס אביה ורובה. אביה holds יד שאין אמו יחייך, הווה יודאי. רובה holds יד שאין אמו יחייך, לא יהווה יודאי. So this is the מחלקס אביה ורובה. יד שאין אמו יחייך. אביה holds הווה יודאי, and רובה holds לא יהווה יודאי. זוג בגמור עם מייסבי. הרי הוא עולי, הרי זה עולי, עשו. We have in the Mishnah a chidush that יודס נדורים כנדורים. כינוי נדורים כנדורים, ויודס נדורים כנדורים. And the chidush of יודס נדורים כנדורים, the Tana said, five chetimtzes, מודרני, מורחיקני, מופרשני, שאני יויכל, שאני תויים. This is the Mishnah הריינגרט, five chetimtzes, if yodis nedorim kenedorim, mufreshani, muhikani, shani oichel, shani toyim. The Braisa is coming to bring a list of two more yodis. Two more chetimtzes of yodis nedorim. And of them gave the Braisa. Zog the Braisa, two more chetimtzes of yodis nedorim. Meis vi harei u olai, harei ze olai, osu, two more yodis. Mipnei shehu yad lekorb. So we'll start with the Shetnes HaRosh. The Rosh is mind me the sugi like this. Kegon sho yo kikor munach lefonov. We speak that a kikor, not a behemoth, is munachas lefonov. Ve'omar be'echov min aleshoines. And he said, Harei hu olai, harei ze olai, osu mipnei shu yad lekorb. Pirush lematpis bekorb. So if the Rosh l'shitose is there a gishmak. The Rosh learns ikar ha-neder ba'at pose. So if the Rosh learns ikar ha-neder ba'at pose, so poshut the brayse is reingesetzt, it's very poshut. If a person says harei hu olai, or he said harei ze olai, it's also. Now he speaks about a kikor and he says harei hu olai, harei ze olai, it's also with mishu yad lekorben. He means to be matpis to say double ze olai kekorben. He means to say double ze olai kekorben. So val it's a yad lekorben. Now at posa bekorben. This is ikar aneder. So val this is ikar aneder. This is called a yad lekorb, if nishu yad lekorb. Frag the Gemara kasha an Abaye, taime de Omar olai, hu de osu, arei hu olai. Aval loy Omar olai loy, tiyufte de Abaye. Why it's a tiyufte de Abaye? The Gemara understands, Gemara versteht, that arei hu is also a yad. Arei hu olai kekorb, arei ze olai kekorb. So why you have to say arei hu olai, arei ze olai? Take off the word olai. If you have to have a yad mechiyach, so it's a nishkin yad mechiyach. But if you don't have to have a yad mechiyach, so arei hu, arei ze, is eichad a yad. Ti yufta da abaye. Omar loch abaye, taime de omar, olai hu de osu. Aval omar arei hu, veloi omar olai, harei hu de hefker, harei hu de tzedoke ke omar. Abaye answers like this. What are you asking me? Lefishi tosi that yad she'in mechiyach is a yad. Why the Braisa has to say that he said harei hu olai, harei ze olai? Why you have to finish that he said the olai? Even if he didn't say the olai, it's also a yad. It's a yad she'in mechiyach. And for the Abaye, if he didn't say olai, it's nishken yad. Why? The dilme. Lo shakmor that the dilme. Aval harei hu velo yomar olai. Harei hu de hefker, harei hu de tzedoke. What does it tell us? Zog de Rosh. The Rosh adds one word of violent the gears of the Gemara. Dilme areyu de hefker ke omar. Dilme areyu de hefker ke omar. Ve afilu yad grei de loy have. Abaye is answering, this is nishken yad. If he didn't say olai, It's not even a yad. Why? The deal me'areyu the hefker, the deal me'areyu the tzedakah k'roma. What is the terrors of the Gemara? So I want to be magnet. The Meforesh, Rashi, we'll see later the Rashi, learns that the Gemara answers that if you don't say a lie, you mistome mean to say, areyu the hefker. If you don't say a lie, you mistome mean to say, areyu the hegdesh, areyu the tzedakah. The Meforesh, the Rosh doesn't say that. Again, the Gemara is asking a kasha lefi Abaye, why you need the olai? Enter the Abaye without the olai, areyu the hefker, areyu the tzedakah. Loshna Gemara means, without the olai, he means hefker, he means tzedakah. The Rosh switches. The deal may areyu the hefker, k'roma. Maybe. No, so what? So it's maybe. It's 50-50. Zog the Rosh, b'meiles nishken yad. Rosh states, shita sa Rosh, that we will be asked now, shita sa Rosh, that the Rosh learns that yad, she'eino mechiach, meaning to say, Abaye holds yad she'eino mechiach have a yad. Rabbi holds lo have a yad. Aber a yad that is a shokul, we're called yadayim shkules, is bichlal nishken yad. I will explain. A yad that ikele meimar, the dilme davar achrineko mechaven, you could say maybe he means something else. Dilme, he means something else. It's nishken yad. Yad has to be that we don't have a suffix that it means something else. Aber a yad that maybe he means something else. Das ist nicht kein yad. Maybe he means this, maybe he means that. Das ist nicht kein yad. That's not a yad. A yad is only that we don't have a suffix what he means. This is a yad she'ein mechiach, the Bible. I'm going to explain it in a second clause. Aber as neish dog the Rosh. The Rosh, three places. En nozir dat beis amud beis. The Rosh is klor, zog the Rosh, and nozir beis amud beis. A yad that is 50% this way, 50% this way, is nishken yad. The Gemara says there, a person says a he is a nozir. Frag the Gemara, v'dil mehe betaynis ke'omar, zog the Rosh, the Gemara doesn't mean to ask a kashin that's a yad she'ein mechiach. Because there it's a bayah, and a bayah holds that yad she'ein mechiach have a yad. Kevon she'dil mehe betaynis ke'omar, says nishken yad. You don't know. Like the lomdus is, yad, you have to know that he wants to make a neder. Maybe yes, maybe not. This is nishken yad. Yad has to be that we know that he wants to make a neder. If we don't know that he wants to make a neder, this is nishken yad bichlal. It's enfer the gemara lefi abayi lefi the rosh, it's a gemara here. Frag the gemara, why I need a lie? Zog the gemara, because maybe he means efker. Maybe he means doke. You're right, maybe he means neder. 50-50 is nishken yad. The nusach will be, yadayim shkules is nishken yad. Yad the ikel and meimah, the ledovar achrine ke mechaven, this is nishken yad. This is not a yad bichlal. This is not called a yad. Those are the terrors in the gemara. And as they said in the Rosh, in Kiddushin, the feyom mudbeis, the zol b'yesoid. The Rosh says, Yad, the Ikele Meimar Hochi, the Ikele Meimar Hochi, is Nishken Yad. The Nusach is a Nusach in the Rosh Bayos and Heyo Mudalef. The Nusach. And Heyo Mudalef. Even though we'll say different Shodim, but the second line from the bottom, look at the Rosh. Ksheinu Melchiach Yoyster Leze Mileze, Loi Havi Yad Klar. And Heyo Mudalef. Ksheinu Melchiach Leze Yoyster Mileze, Loi Havi Yad Klar. The Rosh learned that this is the Teretz from the Gemara. The dilme, why you have to have a lie? Because dilme hefker komechaven, dilme tzedakah komechaven, abade, und dilme never komechaven. Aber it's a yad she'eino mechiach, that is 50-50, this is yadayim shkules lefi abaye, it's bichlal nishken yad. Very simple. No, so what's the terrors of the Gemara? Zog the Gemara, v'om ipnei shehu yad lekorban ktoni. V'om ipnei shehu yad lekorban ktoni. No, what is the kasha from the Gemara? V'om ipnei shehu yad lekorban ktoni. So the Rosh explains Pshat and then Lomdus. First the Rosh says, it's not Emes. And Braise steht not like you. I read the Braise in these words. Mipnei Shehu Yad Lekorb. Mipnei Shehu Yad Lekorb. What is the Pshat? Mipnei Shehu Yad Lekorb. It's mashman in the Braise, even without a lie, that the words Hu is a Yad Lekorb. Mipnei Shehu, how Loshna Braise is. What's Loshna Braise? Arei hu olai, arei ze olai osu, mipnei shehu yad lekorb. You're right, for sure he has to say olai. But what is Lashon HaBraise? Mipnei shehu, the words hu, yad lekorb. Mipnei shehu. So we say that hu is a yad lekorb. Why? Who is the Memele? You're telling me that Hu Alein is not good because Arei Hu Alein, we don't know what he means. It's not a Yad. In Braise state not like you Abaye. Even if the Braise needs the Olai to be Moichiach, of a state in the Braise that without the Olai with the Hu, it's also a Yad. It's not a Yad Moichiach. What? Arei what? The Zel Bezach Zeh. The Zel Bezach Zeh. But Ulam is in the Lashon Arosh inside. Well, if Neshu Yad Lekom, Val Kochoch, Arehu, Varei Zekoi. As I said, the gate of the Arehu and Arei Zeh. The Alai Loi Havi Yad, Elogurim Le Arehu Shiye Yad. The Kaven the Koi Arei, Varei Zeh, Mashma the Pshidele, the Yad Lekom and Havi. The Lekil is Pugim Mida Achine. The Amagdish Kobun, the Oimer Arehu, Shari Amagdish Kobun, Oimer Arei Zeh Lekobun. Reis doch. שהמקדיש קורבן, אוי מר הרי זה לקורבן, אוי הרי זה לקורבן. כאילו ככה, מטביס בלושן זה, די תוינמי הקורבן. ואפילו אוכי קטוני אולי, אב מתאים את אומר אליי הוא דאיקי אוי חוכה. אבל בלו יחוכה לא יביא יד, אף אגב זה די תה הקורבן, ולכי לספוקי במידי אחרים. First of all, the Rosh says, מה משמד ראש פלי? The Rosh says like this. אין פה דגמורה מפני שהוא יד לקורבן, קטוני. In Braise state that הרי הוא is a יד. It's a יד שאין מלכיח, but it's a יד. So don't tell me that it's not a yad because it's shkulim. Arehu is a yad. So Gosh, why it's a yad? I'll tell you why. If neishu yad le korban, when a person says a korban, normally he says arehu korban. So then the nusach, when people say arehu, means korban. So we know that he means korban. You wanted to answer me. Then why you have to say olai? Because without olai, arehu maybe means hefker. It's not emes. Arehu without a lie doesn't mean hefker. What it means, korban. Because when a person is mafrish a korban, he says, Arehu? Areze? B'meile, for sure, this person wants to make a nether. So Abaye, we have a kash and you. So when a person says, Arehu, he wants to make a nether. He wants to make a tposse like a korban. So why he needs a lie? It's a raya. Arehu, it's not a yad mechiah. We need a lie. This is the gemara. Frag the Rasha, she doesn't understand how to read this Rosh. We'll go again to the Braise. The Braise says you have to say, Arehu Olai. Frag the Gemara, Bishleim Elfi Rovetz Gishmak. Arehu is not enough, you need the Olai. Abel Elfi Abaye, why you need the Olai? Arehu is enough. Arehu is not enough, maybe it means Hefka. Come on, no, you have a mistake. Arehu, we know that he means Kolvun. Ah, you know that he means Kolvun? So it's a Yad Mechiach. What do you want from me? It's a stomach question. Why you need a lie? What are you asking on me? You're asking why it says a lie. Bishnem elifi rovi, you need a yad mechiach. On a lie, nish klo. Arei hu? A lie, klo. Aber afi abaye, zot abaye, I'll tell you, without a lie, you b'chal don't know what he wants. So the Gemara, no, we know. Lekili spuki b'mide achrine. We know very clearly what he wants. Zot the Rosh, why? Because every person that makes a kov and says arei hu. So you can't say that he means hefker. Ah, so you can't say that it means a rei hefker, so it's a yad mechiach. No, stop a kasha why you need a lie. So what is the kasha on Abaye? And the Gemara is asking on Abaye, a rei hu is enough. What is the kasha of the Gemara? A rei hu is enough. You don't need a lie. Why you need a lie? Is a rei hu yad shein mechiach is nishken yad. The many you need a lie. Zok to Abaye, no, all a lies is garnished. All a lies is garnished. For the Gemara is nish lemes, all a lies is yogurt. Why? Because it means a korban. And the Rosh finishes, Velekel is spooky be midah achrine. And it's clear that he means korban. If it's clear that he means korban, Velekel is spooky be midah achrine. So it's a yad mechiach. So why you need a lie? Clear? But it's mevur in the Rosh, the Yesoit, that we said, and Be'etzim the Rosh and Nozir says it's clear. Now Masbir it, we'll see it's mamish milo be milo, we'll read the Rosh again. Der Abaye holds yodaim she'ein moichichois havi yodaim. Frag the Gemara, so why Arehu is not enough? Zog the Gemara, because Arehu is 50-50. Maybe he means hefker, maybe he means kol. It's bichlal nishken yad, but it's 50-50. Zog the Gemara, it's not emes, it's not 50-50. We know that he means kol, but it's a yad she'ein moichich. And why you need a lie? Because you need a yad moichich. This is the upshlog on Abaye. What's the Gemara's kasha? Why you need a lie? Why you need a lie? Arehu einach nami, it's a yad she'en mechiach, but if he abaye, it's good. Frag the Rashash, if the Rosh explained very nicely, that when a person makes a korban, he says arehu, and here his map is in the korban, so for sure he means lashon korban, so it's a yad mechiach. The Peretz is Asher. I'll explain it by Labatish and then we'll see it inside. One of these Roshim that the Ashkofa Rishon looked at, you can never understand them. Nochum says, Azei Lach. I will ask you a Shabbos. A person comes into the room and says, Arehu! Arehu! So we ask the Rosh says, Lekeli spooky b'mide achrine. The person for sure means a call. You ask the person what he meant. He says, tell the truth, I meant Hefka. I'm asking, you think he's Meshuga? You think he's not normal? He said Arehu and he meant Hefka. Something strange? A person that made Hefka once, what he said, Arehu Hefka. You're right. You're asking me, if you have to argue what this person means when he says Arehu, he's going to make a call now. Arehu. I'm asking, El Kumtan Azok, that he didn't mean call. He meant Arehu Hefka. That's on him. It's a kasha in it? No. Why is that a kasha in it? Arehu Hefka. There's nothing wrong to say Arehu Hefka. But I'm asking you a shayla. If a person says, Arei ze olai. So we saw him in school. Yad Melchiach. Then he comes now and said, Arei ze olai ve'i hefker. It's not a minshuldik, as a repetition. Those are the terms. Before the words. The Rosh answers, Arei hu, avada, we know what the person wants. We assume that this is what the person wants. Again, if we don't know what he wants, 50-50, says bichlau mishken yad. The yad has to be lefi the Rosh, that we know what the person wants. If we don't know what the person wants, this is nishken yad. Yad is only when we know what the person, again, like we said before, when ikeli spuke b'mide achrine, this is nishken yad. When it's yad, belekeli spuke b'mide achrine. What he wants to make a neder. But even that this is the avone, that what he wants to make a neder, about the fact that Rashaile, that this is what he wants? You could prove it? Can't prove it. As a ratman. But if he said Pakelt, it's a Mishkin Kasha. You know the stira to what he said? Does it the Gemara. I want first to read the Rosh inside. And Be'etzem, if you see inside, Nozir Beizel Mutbeis, the Rosh learns like this, the Pshat in the Sugya, Nozir Beizel Mutbeis. He learns like this pshat in Nozir Beizel Mutbeis, and his masber like this the Gemara and Nozir Beizel Mutbeis, and it's kemata often a Gemara. And the Rosh says, "Hadu yodaim she'enim richichois." He says like this: when a person says a hey, maybe betainis, but lo have a yad. Nozir roiver lefonov, so he wants to learn. He says, "Bemele lekeli spuki b'mide achrine." He says, "But it's not richichois." If he will tell you that he didn't mean, he said a hey betainis. Punk the Nozir was passing here. You have a kash on it. Person says a heh, and a nazir is able to follow. And he says a heh betaynis. Punk a nazir was able. So he was passing here. What's Mr. Fulmir? I don't steer it to what I said. So Dr. Rosh, about it when the nazir is able to follow, legally spook him in midah achrine. When he says a heh, maybe he meant taynis 50-50. When it's a nazir able to follow, Mr. Tama, he means nazir. Abbas Nishkin Yahya Mechichas. Now, but this is the Lashon HaRosh inside. Now, mipnei shu yad lekogum, val kochoch ha-arei hu va-arei zekoi. Dolai lo yad yelo yad yelo goyrim le yad. Mashma de pshita li de yad lekogum, veleke li sepukye b'mide achrime. Rasha shpreik tzorichi, it's a yad mechia. De ha-magdish kogum leimer ha-arei ze lekogum, ha-arei hu lekogum. Hilke ha-matpis b'loshon ze, daito inami ha-kogum. Ve-afilu och ikton yolai, al metami do amor lai, de ike hoi choche. The ike hoy choche zok the Rosh. Before the Rosh was even gewaldig in the Rosh. Hoy choche gmura the Rosh calls it ayim chichos. Aval beloy hoy choche, even though we know what he wants, loy have a yad, aval gav, the daite akorbon, velekeli sepuke b'mide achrine. Aval gav, the daite akorbon, velekeli sepuke b'mide achrine. That was the klore diburim. And this is be'etzem the bismedrash of the Rosh that we said yesterday, that the Rosh learns, Yodai Mechichos means Azei V'Areini Nozir, Klor. If you don't know Klor, if it's not Mechichos, and later you could say that he didn't mean it, that's Nishkin Yodai Mechichos, the Mandar Omer, you have to have Yodai Mechichos. Abai holds, I don't need Yodai Mechichos. But it has to be that we know what he wants. We called it yesterday in our Nusach 60-40. The Lashon HaRosh is, the Lekil is spooky for me, the Achideh. We know what he wants. We know. Aber es hat zurich hier. Yedai mechicho is means, siz mechich. Me veis was avil. Es muchach, this is what he wants. This is yedai mechicho. So noch einmal. So fragt die Gemara auf Abaye. Abaye, you hold that Yasha in Mechiach is good. So why are Rehu alone is not good? So first Abaye said, because we don't know what he wants. Maybe he means Hefker, 50-50. Yidayim Shkulis is Nishkem Yodayim. So now the Gemara, the Brais is Sebeb Nishu Huyad Lekobim. The Hu Alein, we know what he wants. You're right, Ono Lai is Nishkem Mechiach, because you could uptie it different. Oh, but we know what he wants, but if he Abaye, it has to be good. Vos Enfad Abaye. Omar Loch Abaye, you're right. Arei Hu Alein is a Yad. Even without the Olai. Arei Hu Alein is a Yad. Aval Taime de Omar Olai Hu de Osur. Aval Omar Arei Hu Veloi Omar Olai. Arei Hu de Hefke, Arei Hu de Tzoker. So you can move up. Come, Tony. Elohim is Dr. Baye. Taime de Omar Olai Hu Osur Vechaveir Imuto. Aval Omar Arei Hu Shneim Asurim. The Dilma Arei Hu Hegdesh Ke Omar. What is the Teretz of Abaye? Dr. Baye like this. You write, Arei Hu Alein is Mashma Loshen Yisur. So Yad Shein Moichiach. And Lefi Shitosi Be'areihu, even without Olai, you have to be also. So why the Braise says Olai? Because without Olai, that's not good what the Braise says. Without Olai, I would think that both of them are also. Why I would think that both of them are also? Who said he means? Only, who also, time of Olai, who also Bechaver Muto? Aval Omar Areihu, Shneim Asurim. The deal me areyu the hegdesh ke omar. What it means? Without the olai shneim asurim. So without the Russian side, I would say, like the Meforish says, that when he said olai, he means only olai. When he says olai, he means only olai. When he says without olai, when he says without olai, he means both. Areyu also. So why the Gemara loses hegdesh? The Meforish says ke hegdesh. And if I say Arehu Olai, it's only Asur Olai. If I say Arehu Stam, I mean to answer it like Hegdash. The Rosh learned not like that. Hegdash means that I was Magdish the Chayfetz LaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I said Arehu Olai, I meant to say a Neder, only on myself. If I said Arehu, maybe I meant to be Magdish the Chayfetz. This is Rosh on the Rosh inside. Elotayim et Omar Olai, the Dilma Olai Nami Aviyad. The Beloy Olai Nami Aviyad. אלו אולי הוא דמוכח דלחבר אמותו. אבל אומר הרי הוא דיל מהרי הוא הקדש כאומר. זוג דרוש ולא יקרו אומר הרי הוא קורבן. Maybe he's מקדש דבהימה, הרי הוא קורבן. דמייר בקיקר דולה הבי קורבן. So state clear in this line of the Rosh that he's מקדש דחפץ. Not stand like the Meforish says, הרי הוא כהקדש. So, דו הפסחון דקש. So no, Abaye holds Yad Shein Moichiach, have a Yad. Frank the Gemara, so why I need a lie? So the Gemara, without a lie, it's Shokul. Maybe it's Hefker, maybe it's Doke. So the Gemara, it's not Shokul, because we know what he wants. It's just not Moichiach. So again, why you need a lie? So the Gemara, you write that it's also without a lie, because we know that he wants to answer. But without a lie, we have a Sofik. Maybe he wants to Magdish the Chayfetz. Maybe he wants to answer it on both. As then you have to have a lie, that he only wants to answer on himself. So what if he didn't say a lie? So we have a Sofek. Maybe he wanted to answer it like Hegdesh. Maybe he only wanted to answer it on himself. So that is a Sofek. The Sofek can be also. That's in the Talmud of the Gemara. This is the reason you need a lie. Frag the world. Versteht nicht. But the Rosh holds that Yodayim Shkulois is Nishken Yad. So what Abaye answered? That without a lie, it would be also. Why? Because it deals with the Hegdesh Ke Omar. Fakel, Yodayim Shkulois is Nishken Yad. Taime de Omar Olai. Then who also bechaver emuto? Holo Omar Olai, Shteyem Asurim. Why? When a person doesn't say Olai, you don't know if he means only on himself, or he means also on his friend. So it's Yodayim Shkulois. Maybe he means only himself, maybe he means also himself and also his friend. I want to be madgish in this kasha. Lulei Arosh, I would say, Einach Nami, that's what Abaye meant. Abaye meant that if he didn't say a lie, maybe he means himself, maybe he means also his friend, and Misafik is not also Bichlal. The Gemara Shnei Tfakert. Taimed Omar Olai, Holoi Omar Olai, Shneim Asurim. Now we have a Sofek, maybe he means also his friend. The Rosh says, maybe he means to be Magdishit. We Misupik if he means to make a Neder, or he needs to be Magdishit. So now we Misupik if he means to make a Neder or to be Magdishit, Misafik Shneim Asurim. What? It's Yodayim Shkulis. Will I have a Yodayim? That's the Shverkeit Lefid HaRosh. Again, if we're learning the Sugi Lefid HaRosh, that the aside of this Sugi is called the Sugi of Yodayim Shkulis, that we asked Abaye, you hold Yodayim Shemuchichas, have Yodayim. So why would Alalai is not good? And Abaye said, Dil mehefke losh narosh, it's Yodayim Shkulois. And the Terech Pahid Yimor, it's not Shkulois. The Gemara forget, the Shkulois is something else. Maybe he means Hegdish, maybe he means both of them. So weiter it's Shkulois. So if it's weiter it's Shkulois, we'll get to that. This is where I want to get to. So I want to be mad. First, what is the Nusach Dafkum and Aro, and how be mad with the Nusach? The Skunt Aro, what we have coming out clear from the Sugya here, this is what is coming out from the Sugya here, that Weistois is a Choluk B'Yesoid. When we have Yodayim Shkulois, that you mesupik if the person means neder or hefker. Steht in Rosh, Yodayim Shkulois is nishken yad. The Rosh Bayos, the Rosh Benozir, the Rosh in Dafei, the Rosh in Kiddushin, Yodayim Shkulois is nishken yad. Masha'enke, when we know for sure he wants to aser. Suffolk, if he only wants to aser on himself, or also wants to aser on his friend, there we don't say that Yodayim Shkulois is nishken yad. Before we masbir why and what is the lomdus. First, we gate mitzvah as a sugya. We have a stira, the lefi rosh, this is the sugya of Yodayim Shkulois. Abaye was mechadesh, we didn't know that before, that Yodayim Shkulois is nishken yad bichlal. Zogt Abaye, but here it's yad shkulois, zogt Gemara, he is mechavel lekorban, zogt Gemara, so what is the problem? Maybe he means himself, maybe he means also his friend. So it's vital Yodayim Shkulois. But the Torah is here, he for sure wants to make a neder. When he for sure wants to make a neder, then we don't say this yisoy. Now, before we masber it, before we moichiach it, we have to know. To say this yisoy is easier lefid meforesh, harder lefid rosh. The Fidim Meforesh that the whole sugi is going on the Dorim here. If he said Arei Olai, he means to answer himself. If he would say Arei Hu, maybe he meant Hegdesh means to answer it K'moy Hegdesh. He means to make a Neder, Zogdim Meforesh. The Gemara doesn't mean that he meant to be Magdish the Chayfetz. He for sure wants to make a Neder. The Shaila, a private Neder, Noidem Proti, or Neder Kloli. So we say, Das is Ayah. Lefid him a forish to be like this. Let me get rid of it. But the problem is in the Rosh Teit Nishtazeh. And the Rosh Teit that he was magnishet. One side he wants to make a neder if he makes a lie, if he means on himself. And the side that he meant on his friends, like the Rosh, he meant to be magnishet. Because the Rosh asked the Kashis, so why is that mafish a korban? Like it was a kicker, you can't be mafish for a korban. But first we'll be masked with the vote and then we'll go over the protein. The vote is as it. The Yisrael Dr. Machne Ephraim Simen Zion and the Keren Euro Nozer Beis Amud Beis. Romazlo Shita Sarosh, right? Shita Sarosh is that Yodayim Shkulois is Nishken Yad. Yad Mechiach, Yad, no, come on. Abaye holds Yodayim Shkulois if everyone is not a Yad. Why? We explain. Yad means Tchilas Advorim. If you could think maybe he means something else, that's Nishken Yad. The Chefze of Yad is Catcher. Tell us that this is what he means to do. Have a Chizas Adobo. Tchilas Adobo. If it's 50% this way, 50% this way is no Tchilas Adobo. You have to have a Tchilas Adobo. If you don't have a Tchilas Adobo, it's a Teknish. You have to have a Tchilas Adobo. Kozman, you don't have a Tchilas Adobo, that's a Nishken Yad Bichla. What is a Yad She'einu Meichiach? We know what he wants. But, Sinishken Meichiach. Sinishken Meichiach. Meichiach means a Choche Gmuro. We know for sure what he wants. This is the longest, this is the Tzuras Advorim and the Rosh. Why Yad Shkulois is Nishken Yad? See, it doesn't start. He didn't start to say nothing. Maybe like this, maybe like, maybe yes, maybe no. It's a Golish. You ask someone, you're going somewhere? Maybe yes, maybe no. It's not called that he answered at all. But before he said, we also know 50%. You ask someone, you're going or not? Maybe yes, maybe not. So don't answer. That's it, you can tell it. If he answers the terrors, that we understand that he means, he says, uh-huh. He means to go. About it, he could say, uh-huh, nisht. But we know what he wanted to answer. This is Yodayim She'en Mechichis. But it's Yodayim. That's the Gosh. Velekeli Spukim Emide Achrine. Then you have Yodayim Mechichis. Zogda Machne Ephraim. I say glad. Zogda Machne Ephraim. When he wants to make a nether. Just we don't know how much he wants to answer. So El Gehev Tzachon Zog in the nether. This is Ayat. Kozman, we don't know he wanted to make a nether. This is Nishken Yad. We know that he wants to make a neder. Because we don't know. Neder kloli, neder proti. So he hates a honzog in the neder. When he starts, Avad it's good. Avad it's enough. Tchilas Adavar is enough. את יד שאינו מכריח. אבל אם אדם הידיים שאינו מכריח יישא בידיים, אבל it's enough. Because he started to make the nether. Beraya la dover zog de kerenoiro is the gemore again, it's gemore and it's a rosh. Nozir beizem ut beiz. G'day, on Shabbos you see the gemore, nozir beizem ut beiz, the rosh the mamash speaks it out, mamash barachov ha'atzuma. The gemore says like this. A person says, ehe, arayu nozir. Freg the gemore, v'dil me'ehe betaynis ke'omar, zog de rosh, his shita, not a tziyad she'en mechiyach, v'lo yhavi yad klar, because dilme, he means ehe betaynis, and dilme, he means ehe benozir. וכל דלו ידין אל מחקה ונוסוי, איז בכלל נשכן יד. זוג דגמור, אין נוזיר עובר לפונו. So the Rosh learns, it's a יד שאין מכיח. But, לקי לספוקי במידה אחרינה. Like the Rosh explains by us. לקי לספוקי במידה אחרינה. It's a יד שאין מכיח. זה לא 100%? זה מוכח. So the Rosh learns by us, ידיים מכיחו, יש לכוח את מורו. גמורו סינישט. I'm asking you, when someone says, hey, Nazir, I'm going to follow, this is it, it's Gmur, not Gmur. He will tell you tomorrow that he didn't mean to be a Nazir, ain't it not? Like in his book here, we don't clear. That's what's a mate. Aber es nicht kann ich auch Gmur? Frag die Gemore, why it helps Nazir over Lefonov, ודיל מלפוטרו מקורבנויסוב. Maybe he didn't mean to be a full Nazir, he only wanted to bring the korbonos of the Nazir. You're asking me, when a person says, Areni Nazir, he wants to be a Nazir. But when a Nazir already is walking near you, he's already a Nazir. So what is left for him to do is to bring the Korbanos. So it's a tzad that this is what he means. As I frag the Gemara, V'dil me lefoitre me Korbanos of Kama. Zog the Gemara, She'oimer hoyo bili bili es Nazir. No, we ask him, he says, no, he didn't mean it. Frag the Rosh and the Keren Oiro, Fashtei Nish. You ask me a question, when a person says, hey, Mechetesi wants to be a Nazir. Answer, Ksha'im Abelibi. The Teretz says, it doesn't help that he says Belev, it's a din to say Bepeh. Now you answered me, Nazir Ayba Lefonov. I ask you, the Nazir doesn't help. You tell me, because maybe he means Korbanos. Mare Ksha'im Abelibi. Sok the Rosh in the Keren Eira is Masbir. When you had a son of Hebetainis, you don't know if he wants to be a Nazir or not. He didn't start. Das ist nicht genial, Frank the Gemara. Nazir Ayba Lefonov, we know what he wants. Frank the Gemara, he for sure wants to be in the Parsha of Nazir. The shining, the guards of Parsha for Nazir, only the Korbanos. So it's already a Yad. If it's a Yad, he can explain later what he wants. Because he hates the Chon, the Yad. Again, it's what? I have a Nazir. Nochamo. The Rosh. Yad she'enu mechiyach. We could go in the Dvor, I'm a Beliboy. Is that Aloha? You could finish the delay. He's never to say what he had. Stam the Dorim Laach, Mepirushim Laokel. Kozman, if Nish had a din yad, is a din levata besposai. A person has to talk out. A person cannot bang on the table and say, I want a nether. He has to make a Maisa nether. The Maisa yad is enough. What is a yad? Stay a part of it and we will finish it for you. Now, what is a part? If these words are 50-50, it's no mashmoes to this word, so it's not called what you said. If is a mashmoes to these words, the Heine, we know what you want, or we for sure you want to make a nether, because we don't know what nether you want, then it's called a yad. It's like the Machne Ephraim, Simen Zayim, Keren Oire, Nozod HaBeis Amud Beis. And Be'emes, it's a Rosh, Bayos, and Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Mudrani, Mufreshani, Mulchikani. Zog the Rosh, we don't know if he means Ta'aser Dibur, or we don't know if he means Ta'aser Hanoi. The person says, Mudrani, and Hei Amud Aleph. We don't know if the person meant to say Dibur, or the person meant to say Hanoe. Zog the Rosh, it's 50-50. And Zog the Gemara, the Mandor Amar, Yodayim Shemichichis Le'avi, Yodayim is also. Fregen the Achroinim, if it's 50-50, why it's also? Let's steer us in the Rosh, what the Rosh means. Aber lefid them, Zog the Machne Ephraim, very poshut. He for sure wants to make a neder. The Shail, if he wants to make Dibur or Hanoe, then you don't have a Yisrael of Shkulis. So, the Vail, Zochinu Ledin, Shita Sarosh. So Shita Sarosh be'etzem shtims keseder. The Eichoche we said, Eichoche Gmura. It's the Rosh of the Suga before. Yodayim Shkulois, that b'chlal we don't know what he wants, is b'chlal Nishken Yad. Dos it is Suga Bayos. Dilme, Hefke v'tzoke. Zog di Gmura, if we know what he wants, this is a Yad she'ein Merichiach, but it's not called a Merichiach. A Merichiach needs more. And when Mechadish, the third Chedish B'das HaRosh, that if for sure he wants to make a nether, then in the nether alone is 50% Azei, 50% Azei, then we don't have a Chisor and a Yad She'en HaMechiach. This is the way the Rosh learns, and Lefid Dem Kumtois, then lefi the rosh, it's a sugya. I'm saying it's mefurish in the sugya, and also the rosh learns it out even more clear, but as the rosh learns out the sugya. Lama learn itzka the sugya lefi the ran. And we're magdima akadoma before we start. Shitas aran in the dorim is a lot of places. One of them is in Tesamud Alef. One of them is in Heyomud Beis, if you learn good Heyomud Beis. Yodayim shkulois have yodayim. Yodayim shkulois have yodayim. One of the cases is the Ran, is in Daftes, we'll learn Daftes. And the other place when the Ran brings down the Gemara and Nozir, V'dil mehebe tainis ko'omar, and means is yodayim she'en mechichos. As the Ran is kipshutoi. Maybe tainis, maybe Nozir, not is yodayim she'en mechichos. Shita saran, that yodayim shkulois is mishken yad. Is a yad. So now we learn that the Ran learns that yodayim shkulois is a yad. Yadayim shkulos is a yad. So how the Ran will learn the sugya by us? How the Ran will learn the sugya by us? So let me learn how the Ran learns the sugya by us. The Ran learns the sugya by us like this. Meisvi, areyu olai, shvoshet in braise. Meisvi, areyu olai, arei zolai, osvif meishu yad lekor. Why you need olai? Lefi abaye, afilu on olai, it's a yad she'en mechiyach. And for the Gemara, Omar lo chabaye, taimed omar olai hu de osu. Aval omar arei hu, veloi omar arei olai, arei hu de hefker, arei hu de tzdoke. So the Rosh in the Gemara means to say, 50-50. Noen es in Ishken Yad. Now we'll see good the Ran doesn't say that. Ve af al gav de beloi olai vada yad mi eike, u meshanine, ve dilme arei hu de hefker ke omar. Keloimar, keloimar means, don't learn the Gemara kipshutoi, stand, that maybe it's a sofek. The beloy olai, afilu yad shein moichiach lo yavi leisu. He doesn't finish because it's a sofek. The Rosh finished because dilme, it's a sofek. The Ran says, olai now, a medresh plia. We will take up a pshotim, maybe someone has an andre pshot. Why it's nishken yad? What's like the Ran? Why it's nishken yad? Mishum, the yad einoi elo beolai. The Omar arei ze olai, the anam. This is the way you fix it. Maskin and dibure, the oimer arei olai osu. What is the pshat? How the Ran learns pshat? What is the terutz? The Gemara asked the kasha on Abaye. Why you need olai? Zokta Abaye without olai, dil me hefker, dil me tzdoke, and bemeles in nishken yad. Why is nishken yad? Zokta the Ran not because it's a sofik. The Ran gives a ganze line here. Shana, what is the ganze line of the Ran? What is the ganze hesbar of the Ran? The Ran says it's a ganze hesbar. What is the ganze hesbar? Zog the Ran. Keloima. The beloy olai afilu yad she'en mechiach lo yave leisu. Shum de yad eino yalo beolai. Do ima arei ze olai. Ve'anan maskin diburim v'arei olai osu. What do you mean? So he could have been like the Rosh, but he doesn't mean like the Rosh. He had to say, Kevin, that maybe it's a carbon, it's 50-50. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say like the Meforesh, that for sure the Meforesh learns, the Gemara means to ask, he for sure meant Hefker. He says, Dilme, not for sure. The Meforesh had a different girse, that Amaloch, that Areu Hefker, Kama, the Mechichis ule Hefker. The Ran doesn't say that's Mechichis ule Hefker. So what is the Pshat? So it's two Pshat. One Pshat, the Shalman Edorim brings down B'Shem the Shittim Ukubetzes. He loved that it's a shita, when he's gizok tariba, rabba, shama the dorim, b'shem shita mekubetzes. He says, the Gemara says like this. When a person says, arei hu, if he means neder, the Ran says we have to finish, osu olai. Anon maskinen, olai osu. So he says, arei hu, if you want to make a neder, on at postel, if you the Ran, you have to make olai osu. You have to add two words. So he said, arei hu, olai osu. If you want to make it hefker, areihu hefker, you have to add one word. It says easier siglaichkeit to gain to the hefker. So man, it's more mistaber than it's yatzer hefker. It's a pshatl, but Rashi the mekubetzes. It's a pshatl, but Rashi the mekubetzes. Yeah, it's closer. Here it's missing two words. Here it's missing one word. Not to chaloisim. Olai also is one chalois iso. Why to chaloisim? Why to chaloisim? Why two chalaisim? One chalais. Two words. Asur olai. Two words, not one word. He's missing two words. Here he's missing only one word. So lefida shita, the Torah of the Gemara will be like this. Omar Abaye, why you need a lie? Lechura, even on a lie, it's a yad meichiach. It's a yad she'ein meichiach. It's like the Abaye, no. Without a lie, it's more mashma hefke, more mashma tzdoke. Why? Because here you're missing two words, and here you're missing one word. Yeah, you could say, al-derech the shita of Avshar, more palondish, more mashma. The Gemara meant as a. Abaye says, why you need a lie? So the Gemara, without a lie, dilme hefke, dilme tzdoke. The Gemara means like this. Tzok the Ram. Mishum deyad eino beoimer alei olai. Ve'anon maskin dibur amai osu. Yad has to be that he started to say the neder. I'll ask you a shayla. I have a good shayla for you. Laman do'omar yodayim she'en mechicha yishavi yodayim. A person comes into the room and says, now, it could be mechmach haneder. It's a yad. But explain to me why not. That's time of Adonish. Says, I want to make a neder. No, so it's a yad. I'm asking you a shayla. Yes, if a person comes into the room and says, I want to make a neder. Could be he says, I want to go away. I want to go to there. No, shkulet. So yad she'en mechiach. I'm asking you a shayla. But think the longest, why not? Atrach gut. Nicht start. Se heb sich nicht stund. Was ist der Pshat, se heb sich nicht stund? It has to start. Especially if you run, as nedorim, das ist chelke adibu. What is nedorim? Chelke adibu. He has to say chelik from the neder. He has to say chelik from the nether. But he has to say chelik from the nether. Arei hu, what's arei hu? So I want to explain. So l'chur, you'll ask me about Razei, the Gemara could, this is a Reb Nochem Gizok to say. So why the Gemara had to say, v'dil me arei hu de hefke arei hu de tzoke? Let Abai to say, without a lie, she's garnished. Zok to Reb Nochem Azei. Without the word a lie, lu yitzuyer is no way to say hefke, no way to say tzoke. When a person says arei hu, he every time runs into the words Arehu Kekol. So even though he didn't start to talk, but when he says Arehu, for sure, so you're right, he says only Arei, Hareini, Hineini. But if the only words that finish in the end is Kobon, so Gimachta Neder. But Zag the Gemara, Arehu could finish Hefka. Arehu could finish Tzedakah. Now, so the Gemara doesn't mean because it's 50-50. See, Nishki Hebtachon to sein a Neder. He never started to make a Neder. Is no tchilas on neder here. That's the Gemara's kasha. So nochabal, frag the Gemara kasha of Abaye, why you need a lie? Without a lie, it's also a yad. Without a lie, it's also a yad. Why without a lie, it's also a yad? Because we know, Harayu, he wants to make a kol. Zag the Gemara, but what is the nozer pshat? So lefi the ran, so what? 50-50 is weiter a yad. 50-50 is a yad lefi the ran. Yeah, we'll ask him later. We don't know, we'll ask him. You can ask him, Pirushim. Zog de Gemore, Zog de Ran, the Dilma Areyu Keloima. Don't stand. The Gemore doesn't mean because maybe it's something else. The Beloy Olai, Afilu Yad Shen Moichiach Lo Yavi Le'isu. Mishum de Yad Eino Ele Bolai, Doim Arey Ze Olai, Vamasik Diburei. Ve'om Arey Olai Osu. And he finishes, Dosh Eis Tayad, he starts. Dosh Bichlam Nishken Yad. End for the Gemore, I mean, end for the Gemore. What's end for the Gemore? Vom Ipnei Shehu Yad Lekorban Kor. What is the tenets of the Gemara? Vom ipnei shuhu yad lekorben keomar. Zog the Gemara, vom ipnei shuhu yad lekorben keomar keloima. Mi ktoni shuhu yad leneder, yad lekorben ktoni. De lekorben areyu beloy olai havi yad, shechen derech המסנדים לא ימר areyu korben, ואף על גד לבד דווקא באולי שמאמין לסביר לידיים שמכריס לה אבי ידיים. So what is the tenets? לפי זה שם מנדורים את גבלדיק. Zog the שם מנדורים, very simple. If he has to say arehu olai osur, it's two words. Mipnei shu yad lekorban, arehu kekorban. It's only missing one word. Zog the Gemara, who told that he's trying to make a yad leneder to say arehu olai osur, that it's two words. He's trying to make a yad lekorban. His matmiz bekorban. What is the oz pshat? The oz pshat is as if. Mipnei shu yad lekorban. What's the pshat of Neishu Yad Nekoben? The pshat of Neishu Yad Nekoben is Val derech ha-misnadvim Lo imar arehu. This is derech ha-misnadvim. So arehu is when it chilas losh neder. Fakash chayin derech ha-misnadvim. Not derech ha-anoidrim in the dorim. Aber derech ha-misnadvim lo imar areyu. Arey ze. So the words areyu and arey ze are not stam hineini. Not I. Those are shein words that already derech ha-misnadvim lo imar areyu v'arey ze. Those is chilas losh in the dorim. Even the Be'eme, but well, this is a lotion that people use for the Dorim Bekorbonas, when mainly it's called a Yad. And for the Gemore, Ein Achanami Yetz a Yad. Ein Achanami Yetz a Yad. Avada, we have a Yad here. And a Yad Shein Mechiyach have a Yad. So if a Yad Shein Mechiyach have a Yad, so why you have to have a lie? What's the Torah? Why you have to have a lie? And for the Gemore, the reason you have to have a lie, Eloheim etayim edo amor alai hu da'osu v'chavei remuto. אבל עומר הרי הוא שני המסורים. דדילמה הרי הוא דהקדש כעומר. זו גדרן, אלא אין מתיים את עומר עליי, אבל עומר הרי הוא שני המסורים, משום דקייבון שאין מכריחו איס, הווי יודעין, איסנו למינקת לחומרה, ודילמה הרי הוא הקדש כעומר. כלור הדיבורים, ודילמה הרי הוא הקדש כעומר, we don't know what he wants. אבל מסופק, he has to be מחמיר. סכום תאיס הזה. Here we want now to go up one more shlav in Madrege. Lefi de Rosh, the tzurse de shmeises, the Gemara asked the kasha and Abaye, you don't need your daim rechicho, it's why you need a lie. Zogt Abaye, but shkulois is not good. V'dil me'arei you have to go amal. Zogt Gemara, it's not shkulois, because it's a mashmois specially to korban. It's a mashmois that he wants korban. The whole tenets of the Gemara is, he wants korban. Alang gerosh to be explained why we say that he wants korban. He wants korban. It's not mechia, but he wants it. So the Gemara, so ain't a chanami, so now it's very shver. So the Gemara, because maybe he means hegdesh, and it's 50-50. 50-50 is not osur, but we said, well, for sure he wants to make a neder, 50-50 is osur. This is the way the Ran learned this, the Rosh learned the sugi. Lefi the Ran, spung fakert. And in every shlav you see the Ran spung fakert. Frag the Gemara, lefi abai, I don't need a yad mechiach. Zog the Gemara v'dil mehefker, not 50-50. The Ran says a whole shtikul teire. Siz bichlal mishken yad, siz bichlal mishken yad. Vos enter the Gemara? Siz yo yad, siz yo yad. The Ran never explained, en mistomet means korban. The Rosh, the kasha was, it's 50-50. So what the Teretz has to be? It means korban. The Rosh is busy putting words why it means korban. Lefi the Ran, 50-50 was good. The Gemara answered, it's Hefker. Bichlal don't know that it's a Yad. Zog the Gemara, it is a Yad. Derech ha-misnad v'im leimar korban. So, the Ran doesn't say, so for sure he meant korban. Shechen derech ha-misnad v'im. Doesn't say, because the Ran doesn't try to say that it's smuchach le-korban. 50-50 lefi the Ran is also a neder. The Gemara only answers, siz yo yad. Don't tell me it's not a yad. Siz yo yad. So the Gemara, so why take it doesn't help? Why take it doesn't help? So the Gemara will help, but the pshat is, without a lie, maybe he means to ask you on both. Those are the tzus of the shmais and the fideran. Now, Reb Nochem added here a knetch. And basically, we mechuyev to say over this Reb Nochem because we asked the kasha on our teretz. We said to the tzumah, we were explaining, we said that lefi the Rosh, shkulos is nishken yad. So we asked the kasha, so why would out a lie, shteim abim asurim? It's shkulos, maybe only one, maybe two. We said, shtekoter lefi the Rosh, the reason that without a lie, shteim asurim, because we know for sure that he wants to make a nether, so while we know for sure that he wants to make a nether, then there's no chisoron of shkulos. Even if you learn the estate of shkulos, but we know for sure that he wants to make a nether, there's no chisoron of shkulos. There's no chisoron of shkulos. Say that. We ask, this is good if he wants to make a nether. But the suffix is if he wants to make a lie, or he wants to be makdishit. The Rosh doesn't say that it's a nether. The Mefarish says that he wanted to make a nether in both tzadim. But the Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh says that he wanted to make a hegdish. If he wanted to make a hegdish, so it's one tzad nether, one tzad hegdish. What are we answering? That even if the Rosh holds a shkulis is not good, but when he for sure wanted to make a nether, because we're not sure what nether he wanted to make, then we don't have a problem with shkulis, and we explain because it's already tchilas maisa nether, it's tchilas maisa nether. So Reb Nochem said, I want to add a knetch, Reb Nochem said. That the Rosh L'shitoso, it's not a problem. Why? Because the Rosh learns Ikar HaNeder Be'at Poser. The Rosh learns in Gantz Nedorim that Ikar HaNeder Be'at Poser. So what if Ikar HaNeder Be'at Poser? So the Chepze of Maise Neder is Maise At Poser Be'Hegdesh. So Nedorim and Hegdesh are one parsha. So if he wants to make other a Hegdesh, other a Neder, it's called one parsha. So Reb Nochem, you tell me, what is the Shaychus? Ikar HaNeder Be'at Poser. So if he wants to make a Poser or a Neder, Hegdesh or a Neder, it's one parsha. Very right. Nochem says, I will add to you one more line. We'll see Be'ez Hashem next week. There's a Gemara in Vav Amud Beis. Yesh Yad LeKiddushin or Ein Yad LeKiddushin? So the Rishonim ask, Mecheteso be Yad LeKiddushin? Zog the Rosh, because Nedorim is Hegdesh. Matbis be Hegdesh. Kiddushin is also Hegdesh. Osor La'akula Almeke Hegdesh. So Yodis is Hegdesh, so Yesh Yad LeKiddushin. The Ran says, Chas V'Sholem, Azab Pshat. The Ran says, Vomotzinu, a whole under Pshat. About it, it's a Rosh that means a lot of Pshat. But the Rosh in the Parsha from Yodis, at least, says that every Hegdesh, it's the Yodis of Hegdesh, while it's at Posse and Hegdesh, we look at it like one Parsha. And the Chudosh Dike Rosh, the Rosh needs a Pshat. But while the Rosh says such a Yesoid, it's not right to say that even that is a Sofik, if he wants to make a Hegdesh, or he wants to make a Neder, we say the same you say with the Machne Ephraim. Again, to say it in the Meforesh is light. If you want to make a Neder, we don't know how much, Avada we can say to you, say it, that Avada is Lehachmir. But the Rosh learns, even if it's a Sofek Neder, Sofek Hegdesh, you could say this Yesoid, because it's one Parsha. That's Reb Nochem added. The Ran could never learn like this. Because the Ran learns Iker HaNeder Shalei Be'at Pose. This is the reason that the Ran learns Lemaskone, Yodayim Shkules helps. The Ran could not answer that the reason in our sugya it helps, because anyway he wants to make it, Sofek if he wants to make Hegdesh, Sofek if he wants to make Neder, there is no Chisoron of Shkules. This only stims the Rosh Hashitosek. But the Ran that learns that Iker HaNeder Shalei Be'at Pose, so the Ran will have the same Kasha on a Teretz. So the Ran will have to answer that Yodayim Shkules helps. Now, we have to know, these are Be'etzem, the two main Pshatim in the Sugya. It's two more Pshatim than the Sugya. A couple of minutes, just B'Ktzora. The other Pshat is the Meforesh. The Meforesh learns the Gemara, he wants to get out of this whole thing. So he doesn't, he learns Yodayim Shkulois, is not a Neder. So he reads the Gemara Kipshuto. Frank the Gemara Akasha and Abaya, why you need a lie? Zok Dabaya without a lie. I'm sorry. It's like this. Why the Gemara and Abaya? Why you have to have a lie? Zok the Gemara deal me hefker koamal. What's mean the Gemara? Not shkules. I'm sorry. He learns shkules helps. I'm shulding. He learns shkules helps. So frag the Gemara kash and Abaya. Why you need a lie? Zok the Gemara deal me hefker koamal. He doesn't want to say pshat like the Rosh. The shkules doesn't help. He doesn't want to say the whole shtikl teire of the Ran, that the Gemara means that it's bichlam nishkiniyad because he didn't start to talk. Zog the meforesh and nupshat in the Gemara. V'dil mehefker ko'omar, the mashmoes is hefker. You read the Gemara like this. Eisvi, arei olai, arei zo olai, osif meishu yad lekov, taim edo omar olai. Aval lo yomar olai tiyuf tada abai, omar loch abai, taim edo omar olai uda osu. Aval omar arei huva lo yomar olai, arei uda hefker, arei uda tzdoke, bedavke. We know that this is what he means. Even though he had a girsa, but he says, the dilma of hefker koma, the moichicho isu lehefker ol etzdoke. The moichicho isu. As I said, moichicho isu lehefker ol etzdoke. Frag the gemara from ipnei shu yad lekorm. Zokta, the gemara means to ask a kashe, it's mashma yad lekorm, it's not mashma hefker. Again, it doesn't explain how. But he learns from the gemara, it's nisht emes. It's mashma korm, it's not mashma hefker. The mashmois is not mashma hefker. So the Gemara b'meile it's a kasha. So Gemara in a chenami. Even without a lie, it's also. And the reason it's also without a lie because yad shen mechiach aviyat. Why you have to have a lie? Because if you don't say a lie, maybe he means to ask also his friend. That's the source of the shmeisa. So we had ishpet ishpet over Shabbos to zend the Teisus Rid here is four lines in the Teisus Rid. Needs a pshat. But it looked at Teisus Rid learned that does the goof of the shakla of a tire in the Gemara, if your dime shkula is help or doesn't help, and then Teisus Rid learned that the Gemara. Yeah,
Right.